Jensen.
Hi, Vanya. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where are you at?
I am in the Bavarian village of Helen, Georgia.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like about an hour and a half north of Atlanta. My aunt moved here about 16 years ago, and she owns a rock shop.
How cool.
Where they make jewelry and they sell stones, and she's been here. Yeah, she's been here for like 16 years. It's funny because this is the aunt that when I moved to Atlanta in 1999, she, you know, helped get me all settled in, and it's her daughter, Amanda, is who I lived with when I lived in Atlanta.
That's right.
And I mistakenly thought the last time that I'd been in Atlanta was Thanksgiving of 2002. But then I realized that I was also here for her wedding, which would have been summer of 2003. But then we didn't even talk about the fact that I've been here since then, because I was here for my cousin Amanda's wedding. And I have no idea what year that was, but it was more recent than that. I'll have to find out when that was. But since they moved to Helen, I hadn't visited either one of them. And it's been really fun. We got to all get together. Two of my cousins live with their mother, one because she has a apartment underneath her house.
Oh, nice.
So one of them lives there with his wife and their child. I don't think they're actually married, but with his partner and their child. And then the other one lives with my Aunt Linda. And then Amanda lives like 10 miles away, something like that.
Oh, cool.
So we all got to get together. It's
That's
been really
so
nice.
Fun.
Yeah.
And a Bavarian village at that.
So, yeah. So my understanding is that it was like a logging town that kind of like had to reinvent themselves. And there, we have one that's sort
we
of like
do.
That near, yeah, when we lived in Washington called Leavenworth, not to be confused with the prison. And
right.
And it's sort of a similar thing where they redid all of downtown to sort of make it into this Bavarian village. It's really cute. I think that I was reading on Wikipedia that Helen technically has a population of like 534 people.
Whoa.
And that's it. But it's something like 30,000 visitors, or like it's an insane amount. Like it's a lot of restaurants and hotels because it's a, you know, it's just like a tourist town now. But yeah, it's very cute. We're kind of up on a hill. I will say that my biggest nerves that I had going into this was that my aunt had rented us a cabin to stay in, which is very, very nice. But I didn't know what that was going to mean. So I've been kind of like, it's a cabin? Like, what kind of cabin is it going to be? Vanya, it's like a mansion.
It's a house. It's not a cabin. I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's like 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 3 floors. Downstairs is like a game room and like a bar. I'll have to take some more pictures and send them to you. Yeah, there's like a foosball table downstairs and like a separate bedroom and bathroom down there.
Are we buying property in Helen, Georgia?
100% we probably should. or certainly should have. I guess that when... So she had originally tried to rent us the cabin right next door to hers, which would have been fun and really, really convenient. This one is like a few steps up the hill. I mean, it's a steep hill. It's a bit of a trek up the hill. But it's so... the nice thing is that it's so large that we've kind of... Like, we're the hangout spot. Like, we're...
Oh, good.
We've been, we're like... Yeah, all the cousins and everyone comes over and we're all kind of in our... I mean, you can kind of see, like, our little dining room here.
Wow, yes.
And a beautiful big kitchen. And then there's a huge sitting room with, like, amazing views. Like, we're in the middle. You can see over my shoulder. Like, we're in the middle of the forest. There's, like, a huge TV room off to the side here. And then, yeah, upstairs is 3 more bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. I mean, yeah, it's pretty incredible.
That's awesome.
And I kind of hiked down into town. And it's, like, it's not even a mile. It's kind of, like I said, a windy, steep road. So it's a little bit of a trek, but... But yeah, it's really gorgeous. It's really fun. I mean, I feel like I'll probably get more into details at some other time. I just rode, there's a roller coaster that you can actually see from my bedroom window.
What?
Yeah, I went on it yesterday. I think it's called the Georgia Mountain Coaster. And it's kind of intense. It's like a roller coaster for one. I think that two can ride at the same time. But like, I rode it by myself. And you're in this little, it's almost like a go-kart. And like, it pulls you up the hill and up the hill and up the hill for so long. You're going up and up and up. And then you have these handlebars that you can kind of control how fast you go. Like, you can pull back and it will slow you down, but like, you could literally stop yourself, and you don't, obviously you don't want to do that. So I tried to not use it at all. I tried to like stay forward the entire time, and it goes so fast.
Oh my God.
So fast that like I would hit a turn and be like, I'm going to dislodge from this track.
Oh my
and
God.
You can't, like, laws of physics, you can't, like, you're attached to it under and over, and like, you're not gonna, you know, go flying. But it was pretty intense. But
that's crazy.
But the funniest thing about it, so like what I can see from my window is the peak. So I can see, like, the drop is right there. So just every once in a while I hear screaming and I have to like remind myself, it's a roller coaster. Everyone's fine. It's just a roller coaster. But, yeah. So yeah, it's been fun.
Hilarious.
I mean, there's, and tons more. Like, we stayed at a hotel in Atlanta the first night that we were here, and it had been a suggestion. And I'm curious to know what the suggestion came from, because it was downtown. Like, it was in the heart of downtown Atlanta. And I think every downtown is still kind of suffering a little bit.
Yeah.
So there was, it would like feel fine and then kind of not feel great. And then we would turn the corner and be like, oh, this looks lovely. And then you'd walk a few more steps and be like, oh, okay.
Well even in LA downtown was scary when we were down there. I was like,
all of it's a little bit, but we stayed at the downtown Hyatt Regency. And what I will say for it, I sent you a picture of the
lobby.
It's
incredible. Holy crap.
Yeah. It's like the lobby where they filmed the second Hunger Games. Like when they're all at the competition, or like they're doing the three competition stuff. Yeah. So it's those huge elevators that are in the exterior, and they CGI'd it in the film to make it look like it's like hundreds of floors, but like it's 22 floors. And it is sort of funny because we were getting our room and they asked Kim, they were like, do you want to go, would you rather be higher or lower? And I was like, let's just go higher. Why not? Let's go higher. So we were on the very top floor, we were on the 22nd floor, and we were both in the elevator like, neither one of us like heights. I'm not exactly sure what the thinking was behind this. It was pretty intense. Like, yeah, you're up there, and then there was a balcony. Like, you can go out on the balcony. And I made myself just kind of go
out. Oh, my God, Mike.
Yeah. It was pretty intense. But, yeah, so we had, like, one night in Atlanta, and then we drove up here. And it's mostly been eating. I was saying if I stayed here for long, it's just nothing but potato salad and sauerkraut.
Which I like.
So I had looked up, we went to this really great meal the first day we were here, but then I was sort of looking up, like, because we went to a restaurant, I think it's called Angels and Cowboys, I hope I'm saying that right, something like that, and then but we was right next to this place, and I think it's like something fried cheese. And I was like, well, I won't be eating there, I'm sure.
Right.
I can't eat anything at the restaurant. They have a full gluten-free menu. Like, a full, like, they... So, we just went and had lunch. I will say that we're both a little post-fried. Kim ordered the actual fried cheese. So, yeah, she's not...
Are you sleepy?
Shaking her head.
Are you sleepy, baby?
Yeah, and just, like, it's a lot to digest. Like, I had pork loin cordon bleu that was also fried.
Ooh.
And it was delicious, but I think that I did a little bit, like mine was more meat based. I think hers was literally like a block of fried cheese with ham inside of it.
Oh my God, so, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think it's delicious for a bite or two, and then it's like, that's, it's pretty,
it's
intense.
Like, you want to share that and then have like a salad on the side, but they don't have salads there, do they?
Like that. They had a little salad. Okay. Hers came with a little green salad, so yeah. Anyways, that's, I mean, you know, I'll probably have more details maybe
I can't
we'll
wait.
Talk about another time, but that's sort of what I've been up to this week. How's your week been?
We're just catching back up with everything because we, you know, sort of got into town later. It is approaching my 44th birthday on Friday.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So, you know, and I'm actually, you know, just nothing exciting. Just, like, trying to get shit together and make life happen. Because we had a lot of excitement with the travel. So now I'm just, like...
Right.
Being normal-ish and trying to make sure we all eat healthy because we also overindulged in all the things. And yeah, it's hot again here too, and the kids are like, we want to go outside. I'm like, it's 100 and something, and I'm like, I guess you can, but you got to come back in quick. It's not that fun, but it's fine.
We've been pretty lucky here. It's been like super sunny, and it's cold. I feel like it got down into the 50s overnight. Mm,
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's fun just sort of being tucked away in the woods, and it's been beautiful, sunny 70-something degree days, and it was definitely a difference between being, like, I went for, like I said, we're on a hit, like, you could almost say mountain, like, we're,
yeah,
it's pretty steep getting up here, so, like, I went for a walk on the main road, and I walked up to the top, and then I walked all the way down, and then came back, and there were definitely moments when you'd be in the shade, and you're, like, freezing, and then the second you get in the sunlight, I'm just, like, sweating.
Spitzing, yeah.
So, yeah, exactly.
I know. I can't wait to have you here. I remember when we went on our long, long walk. By the way, I found the exit, so we're going to do that walk again. Yeah. But we were so hot. We were dying.
We were so hot, but we also kept having that thing of, like, we're either going to keep walking and eventually find the exit, or we're going to have to turn back, which is what we ended up doing.
Yes.
We ended up turning back and retrace. Because remember we tried to, like, go up those other stairs?
And they were, like, we went up like 100 stairs, and then to the at the top of the stairs there was a locked gate, and we're like, wait a minute, what the hell do people do here? Like, how do people get out? Anyways.
Yeah, it was pretty. So it's good that you know where the ending is now.
That's fun. So are you digging anything this week? Or are you too busy to dig?
No, I'm digging two things.
Oh my god, I'm wondering if we're gonna have a double dig. I just wonder.
We're not because mine are not new.
Okay.
Mine are throwbacks. Mine are classic.
Okay,
mine are
fine.
Two things that I've enjoyed actually watching with my sister while we've been on vacation. Because can you believe that she had never seen Bridesmaids?
What?
I know.
Kim.
I know. So we
that's
crazy.
That's actually crazy. I.
Well, here are both of the things. Because the other thing that, and this is less strange to have not seen, but, you know, we talk about comedians and we talk about comedy and we talk about our love of female comics, and I feel like I always forget to say the name Michelle Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
So we watched Michelle Wolf. She has two that you can watch, and they're both amazing. We'll probably watch the second one tonight or tomorrow or something like that. But the first one is Nice Lady. And it's so funny. It's so good. Like, it's to the point where, like, I'm just saying, those are two things that everyone should see. Like, you should see Bridesmaids. 100%. You should see Michelle Wolf's Nice Lady. That was on HBO. Anyway, so I've just really enjoyed rewatching those. And, yeah, laughing, and it's been hilarious. But you have something new. I'm excited to hear what yours is.
I know I get a little excited. You know I do. But I am so freaking excited. I'm so freaking excited. Okay, it's a series. It's called Bad Sisters on Apple TV.
Okay.
Oh, Mike. Okay, so it's an Irish dark comedy thriller television series, and it was developed by Sharon Horgan, Dave Finkel, and Brett Baer, and it's set in Dublin. I love it so much. You know who Sharon Horgan? Horgan.
I don't know. I probably know if I saw.
Oh,
her name.
She's in. Oh my god! I feel like she can do no wrong. And she was in. What is it? Catastrophe. Did you watch that? Oh, I love her so much.
No.
You guys, seriously, I'm excited for you to go on this journey. It stars her. It's about five sisters, and there are seven episodes. They're out now. The eighth one is supposed to be coming out on Friday, which happy birthday to me. and there's 10 episodes in all, which I love. That's a whole, like, you know, a European thing that they do. And then I found this on Wikipedia citing, like, the critics' consensus at Rotten Tomatoes, and I think the quote is really fun. And it says, "Dark secrets are a family affair in Bad Sisters. A riotously...
There you go.
Shoot. A riotously funny murder mystery that makes fine use of its gifted ensemble while exemplifying creator and star Sharon Horgan, her penchant for salty warmth." She's so good, you guys. Just watch the show. I think that it gives me a little bit of those good feels of, like, any of those thriller murder mystery shows that kind of, like, have a little bit of, like, cool characters, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for you to watch it. Apple TV. Please.
All right, cool.
Do yourself a favor.
I don't think I've even heard of it. So.
Oh, Mike. It's good. And I love Irish accents, so.
Yeah, same. Anything you could do without this week?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So it's actually weird. I could do without abusive stage moms, and I'll tell you why. Because not mine. Not my mom. Hi, Mom.
Uh-huh.
Not you. So I'm reading this book. It's called I'm Glad My Mom Died.
Oh,
by Jeanette McCurdy. Holy shiitake mushrooms. Oh my god. I'm really enjoying the book. Actually, I'm really enjoying the book. But damn, this woman went through so much abuse. It's like, it's I have, you know, I'm a little like, I'm one of those people where I feel other people's pain. I've had to stop it a couple times to be like, I am feeling traumatized a little bit by this. But yeah, so I feel like listening to this book makes you think that are any stage parents normal? I'm sure there are. And yes, I'm sure there are, but God, you know, people have
it's
really,
tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that someone, I don't know, how do I say this? I think that someone who wants their kids to get into that profession, there's some, that's already saying something. And I'm not,
yeah.
You know, not all moms, you know, but like there is something about like wanting your kid to be famous.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's, you know, I wanted so badly, like by the time I was like, I think, but I was more like fifth grade. So, you know, but I was asking my mom and dad to take me down to California so I could start, because I love acting and I wanted to, you know, whatever. It was something I was like really passionate about. I was like, I want to be an actress, mom. And she was like, ha ha ha, ha no. You know, I mean, she's like, you could do some local theater and stuff like that, but like, I'm not driving you down and taking away my vacation to take you to California in the summer. Anywho,
yeah.
Eventually later I did it on my own, but it is true. You know, like, here's the thing. You can make like a lot of money doing acting as a child. And I don't know. I have for my random fact, I have some interesting facts about child labor laws. So yeah,
gotcha.
Cause I was really like interested by it. I'm like, God, these poor kids.
It's why I have an issue with every time that story of, like, when Hillary Swank was a teenager, her mom got a bag of quarters and they lived out of their car. And I'm like, that's great that story ended well for her. I'm
right.
Gonna guarantee you that's not the typical ending to that story.
No. And you hear it all the time. Even, oh, what's the guy who was in the Sia video? You know.
Oh, Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
He had a whole weird upbringing. His dad was like, you're gonna be a star. I mean, a lot of people do. I mean, I even worked for maybe I shouldn't talk about that because I don't want to defame anyone. But yeah, I've definitely been around child actors and parents and, you know, stage parents. And
yeah.
I would say not everybody is obviously like that, but you definitely get a vibe from some.
Well, you have to let me know how you feel about the book overall, because I am curious about it.
I'm really enjoying it. It is definitely, I think you'll probably have a little bit of an easier time. I don't know. It's rough. It's just rough.
Gotcha.
She goes through so much. Oh, you should. She's also raised Mormon, so it's kind of interesting.
Oh,
she talks a little bit about that, which is, it's actually one of her. Well, you read it. She has a very good memory when she was young, but her mom was sick, mentally ill,
yeah.
And just like wanted she herself wanted to be famous. Oh, poor Jeanette McCurdy. I hope you're doing okay. Sorry,
yeah.
I don't know. I just did that. Irish accent.
Irish accent. Yeah, I guess that mine would have to be that though I enjoy the wilderness, I am constantly on the lookout for bears because they are around. And we haven't seen one yet, thankfully. But we do think that last night we saw a murder hornet.
Oh, Jesus. What?
And it was very large outside the window, like tapping at the window, like it wanted to come in. It was large, like it was big, and it was, yeah. We kind of looked it up because they were pretty sure that it was in that family somewhere, like giant Asian murder hornet somewhere. So,
okay, so I've heard about this, but I've never actually believed it's a real thing.
I did not think it was a real thing either. Apparently, they are up near, like, the Canadian border. I don't know how there's one down here, so I don't fully understand the travel that they've made. But yeah, it was intense. It was large.
Oh, my God.
And it was trying to get in.
When you started to say that, you were like, and I saw a murder. I was like, I was expecting you to saw. I was like, wait, you saw a murder hornet. Got it.
I saw a murder. That would have been even more intense, especially with the bear involved.
You know, there was actually, we have this little thing called Parent Square, and you get little notifications. And a school that's on the other side of the highway had a mountain lion, like a 7-year-old got attacked by, he's okay,
oh
he, she,
gosh.
They are okay, we don't know, but it was not, but they got, like, it was an aggressive mountain lion, we've been notified in this certain canyon, and I'm like, well, I don't go there anyways, so I think we'll be okay, but they're around here, too.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, technically, we're in their space, so.
Well, that's true, but, you know. Do you want to hear my random? Are we doing a topic this week? Probably not, right? Because
Well, this is this is all that I thought for the topic.
Yeah, tell
do
me.
Do you have a Leavenworth memory?
You know,
do you have, like...
That's fun, yeah. You know, okay, so Leavenworth is the Bavarian village down in... Is it Washington? It is Washington,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's in Washington. Sort of like in central. It's amongst the mountains.
I do. It's very vague. Oh, actually, I do. Thank you. When we were... You know, when I was little, there we went when it was, like, snowy, and they do, like, a fun Christmassy thing. And I remember being down there, and they have a bunch of, like, candy stores and, like, Bavarian pastry places. And I'm a weird kid, but I loved marzipan. I'm like, just give me all the marzipan, which is like that almond. It's weird. And they're usually right. Like candy, like things that are like, you know, molded into some, like, you could get any fruit. I remember I was like, I'm eating a banana, and it's like a mini marzipan. That's my memory. Right. Just eating That's marzipan really in Leavenworth. How about you?
Yeah. I mostly think my most vivid memory is being there. I must have been a teenager. Probably on the younger side of teenager even. And I was there during Oktoberfest.
Oh, fun.
So it was cold.
And you were wasted.
I was wasted as a 14-year-old. No, but I remember my cousin and I, a different cousin, desperately wanting, like going and getting ice cream.
Ooh.
And we got, I want to say that I had like huckleberry cheesecake ice cream that we were eating.
That sounds amazing.
Insane. It was so good. We actually haven't gotten ice cream yet, and we keep saying that we're going to, so that's on the list of things we have to do before we leave Helen. But I remember, like, standing outside in the October, like, it was getting dark, and we were freezing. We were, like, shivering, but, like, would not stop eating our huge scoops of huckleberry cheesecake ice cream.
Well, that's
and
fun.
That's always what I flash back to. But, yeah, that's my main Leavenworth memory.
I love it.
I don't really have anything random other than the fact that I'm in a city where my aunt owns a rock shop that she works... You know, and population of 500 people, which, for the record, she knows every single one of them.
Like, oh, that's
everywhere
cool.
Everywhere we go, her and my cousin, like, everyone knows them. That's been kind of fun.
Are they into, like, crystals and things like that? So, Amelia, my daughter, you know, Amelia is obsessed with that. When she was baby, she would come home with rocks. Like, just, I had to check her. I still have to check her pockets before I throw things in the wash. She loves rocks so much, but she has tons of crystals.
Yeah, that's my aunt is super into that. That's why I have some of them in my apartment in New York, because she gave them to me. You should look up everyone, look up Zuzu's Petals. That's
okay.
My aunt's rock shop in Helen, Georgia. And it's super cute. She has great stuff, and I, you know, and just getting to see it finally, and it's been a very fun experience. Just seeing them in general,
yeah.
But like seeing the store and finding out I didn't know what Zuzu's Petals means, and it all comes from It's a Wonderful Life, which is a movie that I know, but I didn't know as well. And some of the stories, I mean, I won't tell them all here, but like we'll talk more about it later, but some of the stories are pretty amazing of with how this shop came to
oh
be.
I want yeah. to hear them all,
yeah,
and I want to go
cool.
there.
We'll talk more about it, yeah, one day we'll travel to Helen. So you have some
well, I was just going, I mean, it's maybe not the most entertaining thing, but I'm fascinated by it now after learning about how so many actors, child actors in particular, get like kind of like taken by their parents.
Yeah.
Because it seems like not everyone, obviously, but some of the parents really don't have the greatest intentions. They're kind of just like, you know, pimping their children out. Some of them, I'm not saying there's a percentage of people, but anyways, there's a law called the Jackie Coogan Law, which ensures the financial well-being of child actors, which I don't know how, whatever. Okay, so I'll just keep going. By mandating that their employer set aside 15% of their actor's gross earnings in a Coogan trust account where it can't be withdrawn until they're adult. So it basically, but it also leaves 85% of their money to be taken by their, anybody can take it, like withdraw
yeah.
it. So at least 15%. And let's see, the reason this came about is from the Coogan Law is short for Jackie Coogan, and he was an actor, and apparently he was born in 1914. He was like discovered in vaudeville, and he like by the time he was whatever, he had $1 million, you know, like some crazy thing like that, and his parents took everything. Like he had no money. It's really sad. So they did that. I think he was in like Charlie Chaplin. He was the kid
gotcha.
In that
okay.
show. Like Charlie Chaplin on The Kid, he was the kid. But yeah, he discovered that his parents, they spent most of his $3 to $4 million in earnings. And yeah, it just, but here's the thing. I feel like you hoped to God that you have good family. That's all. I don't know. 15% goes into a trust. That's it. That's my random fact. So if you have a child who wants to be an actor, I don't know. You know, I did some commercials and my parents saved money for, you know, when I was little.
Yeah.
Not everybody.
Feel like, I don't know. It feels like that should be the natural instinct of a parent, is to make sure that your child is going to be taken care of in the future.
But like, for example, a background actor for a baby is $126 a day. And if they get moved up to principal, it's like almost $800. So you think about certain people who maybe don't have, I don't know. It's kind of, in a way, passive income. Just let your baby be in the background. It seems so innocent.
Right.
But anywho, not to end on a weird, sad note, but I'm excited you're on vacation. And hey, guys, if this sounded any different, it's because we're recording in a different way. Because we were like, nothing's going to stop us.
Yeah, we wanted to put out something. So hopefully this whets your appetite, and we'll be back next week.
Whets your appetite. Watch Bad Sisters.
Bad Sister, all right, yeah. And watch, if you haven't seen Nice Lady. I say it like that because she says, Nice Lady, I'm not a nice lady. She has a single accent that I'm a little obsessed with. I love Michelle Wolf. All right, we'll be back next week. So glad we at least got to talk here.
Me too. I love you, Meg Jensen.
Talk to you later. Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not, with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at mikeandvanyacantnot@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.
I don't know what, I've never used these before in communication, so I don't know what I'm actually speaking to, but as long as you can hear me fine, it's good.
I can hear you really well. Hi, Mike Jensen.